I want to talk about this morning, after the storm, part two. After the storm. Turn to your neighbor and say, after the storm. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your blessings upon this church already. Thank you for this choir, Lord. Lord, they have given their best this morning, Father God, to you. And we want to give you our best in preaching. Want to give us our best in responding to preaching. And Father, we ask this today that you'd forgive us all of our sins. Clear our minds and hearts. And allow the Holy Spirit, Lord Father God, to bring the word forth today. We love you. Forgive me of my sins. Clear my mind and heart, Lord. And use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Amen. It's amazing. We've been in this series on focus, and this sermon falls under that title of focus, how to stay focused, you know. And oftentimes, what happens is after the storms, and I said this last week, we lose our composure. We lose our clarity to understand, amen, who God really is. And so really, we're talking about the right view of God after the storm. You see, because sometimes people get the wrong idea about God. And I don't know about you, but I've been through, hallelujah, I've been through the storm. I've been through some tough days in my life. I've questioned what God was doing. I tried to figure it out, but I just couldn't figure it out because it seemed to me as if the storm was never going to end. Anybody been there? But it's amazing because it's after the storm, amen, is where I really got clarity. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, clarity. I got clarity. Amen. After the storm, I got clarity. I started to see things a little bit differently. Amen. You see, there are two views that you have. When you're in the storm, before you go into the storm, and after the storm. But it's amazing because after the storm, the writer had been through something. You know the famous passage, I'm going to go, favorite verse of mine in Psalm 77 is verse 9, where he says, has God forgotten? Come on, somebody, sound like a broke record, but has God forgotten? Come on, somebody, to be gracious. The psalmist had lost his mind. This is Asaph, the one who worshiped, the one, amen, who was, he wrote this for the choir director to play on the string instrument. Amen, a psalm, amen, a psalm of Asaph. And here he is, he's been brutally honest throughout the whole but throughout the whole psalm and throughout the whole book. And he says to us, he says, God may have forgotten me. And sometimes in the midst of the storm, but even after the storm, you can start feeling as if God has left you. Sometimes you can feel all alone in your predicament, in your problems and the things that you're going through. And sometimes you're wondering to yourself and you're saying, man, when is it going to end? Or even after it ends, you're saying to yourself, man, did I go through this, amen, in vain? But I want to say to somebody here this morning, it's after the storm is when you and I, we get a clearer view of who God really is. And I want to say to you this morning, you can't develop an attitude in the storm. You can't develop, amen, a distance from God when you come through the storm, because it's after the storm is when you get to see things like you've never seen them before. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you, God is going to bring you through your storm. God is going to bring you through, come on somebody, your trial. God's going to bring you through that test that you're going through right now. Somebody here this morning, you're facing a test right now. And God says, amen, I can bring you through. But it's amazing how people, amen, how they lose confidence in God in the midst of what they're going through. Do anybody been there? Amen. I mean, you're questioning and you're asking and you're saying, man, has God's loving kindness ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end? Has he literally forgot where I am? Anybody been there before where you're wondering, amen, if God has forgotten all about you? I've been there before, and I want to tell you something. It's a strange feeling, because when you come out of storm, it's amazing how embarrassed you feel, because then you see what God was doing all the while. Oh, I'm talking to myself. See, it's after the storm that you get the right view of God. And somebody here this morning, I want to say this to you this morning. You have to recognize some things, and I want to show you a few things that you need to recognize after the storm. I told you last week that after the storm, hallelujah, amen. I told you last week you could appreciate the Lord after the storm. I told you not only that, but you would acknowledge his works. Amen. And you will acknowledge him after the storm. Now, let me say this to you. If you don't acknowledge him after the storm, don't expect to appreciate him after the storm. Do I have anybody? And I told you the last thing you'll do is you'll appreciate his power. Can I tell you something? God has power. He has the power to change. He has the power to transform. He has the power to turn things around in your life. And somebody here, you've been asking, but you have not been receiving, because possibly, amen, you have lost the right view of God. Sometimes God is working in your situation, and if you're in the storm today, you may not realize that it's God. Do I have anybody? And so we find in verse 15, he says, You have, come on somebody, you have by your power. Now let me tell you what this word power means. This word power has nothing to do, it has something to do with strength, but that's not the emphasis here. The emphasis on this word is literally the arms of the Lord. Do I have anybody? So my first point is, after the storm, you will recognize the hands of God. May I say this to you this morning? Everything about you says God. Everything about you bears his fingerprints. And I want to say to somebody here today, it's amazing when you're going through how you don't see the hands of God guiding you. The hands of God represents guidance. The hands of God represents power. The hands of God represents direction. And oftentimes what happens during the storm, we don't see that it was God's hands that was leading us. Come on, somebody, take my hands. Precious Lord, y'all ain't hearing me. And lead, come on somebody. You know what I'm talking about. You've been to that place before where you needed the Lord's hands to guide you everywhere you went. And it was in the storm that you recognized something, but it was after the storm that you can recognize that it was nobody but the Lord and his hands strategically guiding you through those places in your life. The psalmist says, you have by your power, God, by your hands. But literally, the word means the Lord's arms. Figuratively, it means guidance. And what God is saying to us, amen, stop speaking to your storm and recognize who's guiding you through the storm. Are you with me? God's hands is powerful. Next week I'll show you about the sovereignty. See, what you'll see after the storm, you'll recognize his sovereignty and how in control he is. I want to tell you something tonight, this morning. You may not believe this, but I hope you do this morning, that the hands of God is upon you. I wish I had you. Scripture says the hands of the Lord, amen, the power of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, his hands is guiding us. His hands is creating things in this universe. And I want to say to somebody, it's only after the storm that you can really see the masterpiece. Come on, somebody. You're not what you used to be. You're definitely not what you used to be, because it was after the storm that God's hands was shaping you. It was, come on somebody, he scooped you out of the valley. Come on somebody, he pushed you a little bit further. If it hadn't been for God, you would still be sitting right where you were, but it was the hands of God that pushed you. It was God's power. Now, the psalmist is referring to the children of Israel in Babylon. The psalmist is recalling what God had done in the past to his people. And he says, it is by your power, you have by your power redeemed. And this word redeem is something that we all need to know about, because we have all been redeemed. But it's amazing, because I put my mind in the place of the Israelites as they were in Egypt, as they were in captivity. And while in captivity, they had lost hope. Do I have anybody? While in captivity, they had been there a very long time, 400 years, and they're waiting on God to deliver them. The Egyptians had treated them bad, and the Egyptians were causing them to be slaves, and they had to work out in the field, and they had to make bricks out of straws, and they worked hard, and they labored, and they labored, and they labored. But what I found out, amen, it was by God's hands. It wasn't Moses that delivered them. Come on, somebody. See, I want to take credit for stuff that God has done in my life, but I want to tell you something. When you have a right view of God and it's after the storm, my second point is, you will recognize who rescued you. Do I have anybody? This word redeem means to buy back. It means to take possession of. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, it was God that rescued you from that club. It was God that rescued you from that bad relationship. It was God that rescued you, hallelujah, when you wanted to give up on life. It was nobody but God who redeemed you from the slave market of sin. You were being sold for cheap. You were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and it was nobody but God who rescued you, amen, from that bad situation. It was his hands that scooped down and redeemed you legally. You belong to him now. Do I have anybody? The word means to buy back, which means that we owe a debt to God. What's the debt? We owe my lives, because our lives was going in the wrong direction. Anybody here was heading the wrong direction? And even if you wasn't heading the wrong direction, and you were sanctified and you were sophisticated and intelligent, amen, you still was going to hell. But somebody introduced you to Jesus. And what did he do? He brought you back from the slave market of sin. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning. You got to recognize after the storm who rescued you. It wasn't mama that rescued you. It wasn't daddy that rescued you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we give credit to the wrong people. He says, it is by your power I've been redeemed. I've been set free. You see, when I come out the storm, when I come out, come on somebody, when I come out of this thing that I'm going through, when I come through the storm, I can recognize that it was nobody but God. But what I love about redemption, come on somebody, it means that it is permanent. That after I've been redeemed, I no longer can go back. I no longer should go back to the place where I was. And I'm talking to you this morning. I want to tell you, you got to act like you've been redeemed. You got to act like you've been set free. You got to act like you've been delivered. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you that God, he really wants to bring you back. But it's after the storm is when you can recognize. See, here's what happened. We become comfortable after we've been redeemed. We become complacent after we've been redeemed. But the writer says it was by God's. Can I show how are you now compared to where you were? It was nobody but the power of God, the hands of God. God could have left you in Egypt. He could have left you right where you were. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I've been redeemed. But then look what he says next. He says, you have by your power redeemed. Watch this. Your people. Watch this now. Now here's what I want to say to you. Even while you're in captivity or in the storm, you got to recognize who you belong to. That's my last point. Well, after the storm, you'll recognize who you belong to. And I want to tell you something. Satan is always trying to get us to start believing again that we're right back where we were. But Satan, I got to serve you notice today. I've been redeemed. Come on, somebody. I've been set free. The hands of the Lord is upon me. Come on, somebody. The Bible says he's anointed me. Come on, somebody. To preach the gospel. To deliver those who are in captivity. To set free the captives. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, when you recognize, hallelujah, who you belong to, you can stand even in the midst of the toughest days of your life. But when you start thinking back over your life about all that the Lord has done for you, I want to tell somebody here this morning, it gets tough sometimes, but you're not going to be in the storm forever. God is going to bring you through. But when he brings you through, you got to stand up and you got to say, I have been redeemed. I've been delivered. I've been covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. When the devil tries to bring you back, you got to tell him, devil, you can't have my soul anymore because I've been redeemed and I know who I belong to. You see, it's after the storm is when you can recognize these things. And oftentimes when we're going through, we can't see. And somebody here this morning, you're in the storm. But it ain't going to last always. It's not going to last always. But God says, don't forget. Because listen, here's the thing. James chapter 1, verse 16, I believe, it says, blessed, or 21, it says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trials. For after he's been approved, that word approved means tested, he shall receive the crown of life which was promised to them that love the Lord. May I say this to you? When you're going through, you got to prove who you love. You got to prove who you love by being patient in the trial. Because the storm is going to come to an end. And then you can say, man, it was nobody but God. His hands, he rescued me. But lastly, he says, you rescued your people. Isn't that beautiful? He says, the sons of Jacob and the sons of Joseph. He was talking about the children of Israel. And I want to say to you today, God demonstrated his wondrous power here by showing redemption. That's what Jesus came for, to redeem us. And maybe today you're in the storm. Maybe you came out of the storm now. And you want to say, Pastor, I want to make sure that I understand that it was nobody but God.